Just listen to my voice and imagine an inner space.
Listen. Just listen to my voice and imagine an inner space.
Just listen to my voice
and imagine
an inner space.
Maybe even like a courtyard.
There might be high, moist walls, dripping, as if from a well.
And if you look up, you see light.
Like beams of sunlight breaking through a surface of water.
And if you look beneath your feet,
there's light too.
And if you look up,
you see light.
You see light.
You see light.
You fall, slide. Bounce lightly before
waiting.
Bounce
up
onto the meadow where Rick is finally waiting for you.
You fall, slide, and bounce lightly, weightlessly up onto the meadow where Rick is finally waiting for you.
Where Rick is finally waiting for you.
In this meadow, you meet Rick.
Rick is also the kind of guy you would meet in your cupboard closet.
You would open it in the morning to put away your clean dishes after washing them. You open the cupboard closet.
You open the cupboard and automatically say,
Hi Rick, how are you?
And Rick would be the kind of guy sitting there for you.
Oh look, Rick is waving to a friend now.
She's the one they call Ae in this strange language.
Ae.
She's very far away.
She's very far away. Just a little speck.
Speck? We can only see she's flying on a huge butter monkey.
I'm sorry, guys. But you do know that with all of you, my closet is a little crowded. And I do feel it is a tad inappropriate. Like someone opening your loo door, just in the moment you push for the last effort of relief.
So I leave you with Rick now.
So I leave you with Rick
with Rathva,
and
I open my door
and
sit in my black hole. And I hope you enjoy yours.
And I stay in
mine. Ah, yeah. I promised some stuff about Einstein, but I lied.